As with so many things in the Bible, our language doesn't do justice to what it says. It's very limited, whereas the Greek is very detailed and specific. Alexander the Great created so-called Koine, or common Greek, in which the New Testament is written because, legend has it, of confusion when giving the order to fire in battle. His troops were all over the place, firing at different times at different objects, up and down on each other, sideways. He discovered he wasn't going to win that way, so he devised a very accurate and precise form of Greek. As a result, he won his battles and became great at a very early age. Take for example the little word if, which we find Jesus uses quite a lot. It says, you might or you might not. It poses questions. Often there is no certainty that you will. There's no guarantee, it infers. In the Greek, it becomes very clear which particular type of if he's using. There is the if, I wish you would, but I know you won't. It's a wishful mode. If I'm sure you will, we would say since. For example, Satan, in his temptation of Jesus in the wilderness, said, if you're the Son of God. That was the if of certainty. He's saying, of course, I know you are the Son of God, or I wouldn't be here right now trying to lure you off course. Another example is in Colossians 3:1-3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Paul's stating that you were definitely raised with Christ. He's not saying perhaps you were, perhaps you won't. You were definitely, there's no doubt about it. So live from there. But that isn't where this little word stops. There is if, perhaps you will, perhaps you won't. The choice is yours. So when Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, that little word is saying in the future tense, maybe you will, maybe you won't. It's up to you. The choice is yours. He always lets us keep our options open. God is in charge, not in control. His passion is for people who have free will to choose him or not, and he will never invade that free will. Choices are how we determine the measure of our inheritance and reach our destiny. We know we're going to reach our destination, but our destiny is different. It relies on our choices and that little word, if, somewhere out there in the future. He holds it out and you get to choose as you weigh the cost of following him fully, as you count the cost of doing just that. If, perhaps you will, perhaps you won't. If, I wish you would, but I don't think you will. If, and you very definitely will. What will it be for you this day and every succeeding day, I wonder?